Wow, that was tremendous. Thank you so much for your hearts, for your songs. And we appreciate all the work the choir put into putting that offering before the Lord this morning. A real act of worship. And we got this peek into their hearts a little bit, I think, as they sang about how great Jesus is. We heard that in the music. It was great music. Heard that in the words. Couldn't improve on the words, the gospel story of Jesus and His love. And this morning is, if we had a chance to meet with the choir one-on-one, I hope you get to greet them afterwards and thank them. Just to put something to you as a challenge this morning about where your own heart is. Have you done as the songs have said, humbly come to Christ to worship Him? Have you received Him into your heart? Because that's why He came, not to just be a baby in a manger. And even not just to be risen from the dead, conquering death and sin for us. But He really came to reside in our hearts. Take us by the hand and lead us through this life all the way to heaven. And this morning, the choir, you know, what they sang, there's only a couple options to deal with what they sang. We could say, they had a great imagination, didn't they? Singing all these great things about the Lord. I wonder if they overstated the case. I don't think so. I think they stated the case very well. And praise the Lord's name. Or we could say, you know, they're a little bit unreliable. Maybe they're not telling us the truth at all. Maybe they're just giving a bit of a fable this morning. Not so. Too many lives changed. Too many hearts put right with God through faith in Christ. And so this morning, as we gathered to worship Christ, just to ask a question that would speak to your heart, hopefully. The Bible tells us Jesus came. He stands at the door and knocks, the door to our hearts. If anybody opens the door, Christ would come in and be with him, and he'd be with us. And if I could just give a word of testimony. I've met many people, choir folk here in church, who really are so grateful and thankful for knowing Christ. They're imperfect people, but people for whom Christ has come and changed their lives. He brought the forgiveness of sins and a new life with them. And not, I've never met a person, either in church or outside the church, who have said, you know, I regret trusting Christ and following Him. I regret that. But I know many people who have not received the Lord, who keep Him at a distance, and who would say, "Boy, my life still doesn't make any sense. I have no peace with God. I don't know the forgiveness that He came to bring. I'm not even sure that Christ loves me." Just to recall the words of the song that was sung, one of the songs, "Lord, let your love, love with no end, come over us." And that's a great description of the Lord Jesus. And this morning, if you're here, you've been touched by the music and the testimony that the choir has had. If you'd say to the Lord, "Lord, I believe you're for me." It was like the choir was singing about you on my behalf this morning. "Would you come into my heart and be my Savior and Lord? And would you bring the forgiveness of sins that I need? Help my life to turn around, Father, with your help." I'll tell you personally, I've never met a person who can lead their life well without Christ. They mess it up in some manner. And all our lives are beyond repair without God's coming into our heart and bringing forgiveness. And if you receive the Lord this morning, you'll find in Him a friend who's faithful every day, a Savior who will help you along the way. We can't save ourselves or get ourselves to heaven in any manner. You'll find in Christ someone who's truthful and honest and will tell you the truth every day about where your heart is at and who He is. He is a faithful Savior and Lord. And in Him you'll find nothing to turn your heart away from Him. He invites us in the Scripture. He says, anybody who comes to Christ, He will in no way cast out. And if you receive Christ this morning, Christmas season, a great time of year to receive Him. He'll let you know how to follow Him. Give you a new passion for God Himself. You won't have to tell anybody, you know, I think I'd like to make a change with the Lord. You'll begin to make the change with His help, and people will come and say to you, what's new about you? There's a passion about God in your life I have not seen before. It's because the risen Christ will come and begin to make changes in your heart. He's a wonderful Savior. And I'm going to have a time of closing in prayer now and just ask you the simple question. Is Christ Lord in your heart? Have you received Him? That means He leads your life. Is He your Savior? He brings the forgiveness of sins. And would you follow Him wholeheartedly? He came wholeheartedly for us. Not in any half measure. If you receive Him, you'll know His greatness and sweetness. And want to follow Him all the days of your life. We thank the Lord for the good news through the choir. And would you pray with me this morning and thank the Lord for Himself. Father, we've heard good news sung about. And Jesus, more than news, your very presence knocking on the door of hearts this morning. I pray, Father, for each one here, for encouragement, for believers. I do pray, Father, for any who may have never said, I want Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, You're faithful to knock on the door of hearts. I pray that many this morning would open the door of their hearts and say, Jesus, I need You in my life. I turn from my sin. I embrace You. I receive You as Lord and leader of my life, a Savior who will bring forgiveness of sins and the turnaround that I need. Gracious Holy Spirit, would You bring people to Christ this morning? And might there be a sense of newness in the hearts that have reached out to You in this way this morning? Father, we praise You so much for the songs that have praised Your name and for the voices who have sung. Thank You for their lives, their testimony, and the blessed time we've had together. Bring us back together often, Father, for Christmas Eve and many Sundays hereafter to worship and praise Your name together. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Could you join me again in thanking the Lord for the good music that we've heard this morning, the great cantata? Could you thank the Lord?